Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Take it over. Radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
Miss J, and this is Miss J in the morning. India Irie, the little things. It's the little things in life that keep you going, actually. She says she don't need no Hollywood. Just give her something nice and comfortable in her guitar and the people she loves, and she is happy. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. I am so excited. It is Friday. Today we have completed a full week of Miss J in the morning. And thank you for everyone around the world who continues to tune in to support me. I am so excited. Like any other day, today is going to be an awesome show. Our focus today is going to be on being thankful, grateful. It's November everybody's being in the thankful mood, getting ready for Thanksgiving, but what does it really mean to you? We understand in America the traditions of the pilgrims and the Indians and all that stuff we learn in school, but really, what are you thankful for? Today, we are going to focus on what we are thankful for. Starting the show off today with Miss India Irie, the little things. Today, we're going to be talking about what we are thankful for, and I'm thankful for all of you guys. I'm thankful for the things that make me happy. I'm thankful for family, and I know some of you guys are, you know, on your way to work. You're already at work. You had a rough morning, but today I'm going to force you to focus on the little things in life that make you smile, the little things in life that really keep you going. Those of us who are parents, we understand that we want our children to be the best. We want them to be the most successful. We want them to have the best. We want them to be the greatest. But sometimes the smallest thing, I know with my 7-year-old, I really do enjoy what we call cuddle time. And it's a time where we just get together in the house. We sit on the couch with each other, and we just have a conversation. And I know some of you may be thinking, what kind of conversation you can have with a 7-year-old? We have awesome conversations. He tells me what he likes at school. We talk about favorite things. We talk about new things. He expresses his feelings with no TV, no phones, no electronics, no distractions, just he and I sharing love with each other, counting fingers and toes, talking about things. He's asking questions for me. I'm asking questions for him. Those moments are the best moments of my day, regardless of how hard my day is, regardless of how many challenges I face, regardless of even the challenges that he's had. We look forward to cuddle time right after dinner, letting our food settle down right before we get ready for bed. It's my most favorite time of the day. Second is, of course, in the morning, getting it started the right way. Right here on Ms. J in the morning. All the music today will be lined up, dedicated to the things that we are thankful for. Focusing on, forcing you to focus on the things that you should be thankful for, the things that you should focus on. If you listen to the archive shows, we talked about the importance of mental health, the importance of spiritual health, and making sure that you stay focused on the positive things that are going on in your life. Right here on Ms. J in the morning, we OD on positivity, making sure that you do not ignore the realities of the challenges in your life, but you make a choice every day to respond, to be proactive in a positive way. It's the only way to get you going. So I'm going to keep reminding you all throughout today's show. Of course, we have the Ms. J area code check-in. So those of you who are listening on your phone, thank you for calling in. Go ahead and text your friends, text your family, text your coworker, even text your boss. You want your boss to be relaxed, right? And in a good mood. If you are the boss, you want to be relaxed and in a good mood. Call in at area code 646-716-230. Yes, long distance charges do apply. But like I said before, if you're still paying for long distance, I'm going to hook you up with some leads on how to get a discount on that or how to get it included in your rate. Again, the number is 646-716-8230. Make sure you call in and let everyone call in. Today we're focusing on the things that makes us thankful, making you stay focused on what's going on great in your life. Here's Miss Jill Scott. We're blessed right here on Miss J in the morning.
For the night, understand it's kinda late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more, let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing is absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Blessed, yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all day long, you're so blessed.
Rod X out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Let It Go, Let It Go, Let It Go, Let It Go. That's Miss Erica Badu's. Definitely a throwback right here on this Friday. Miss J in the morning, good morning to everyone who has tuned in. I'm so thankful for all of you who continue to listen Monday through Friday. We are broadcasting live worldwide. Shout out to everybody who continues to support me in the UK, in Japan, in Canada, in South Africa, in America, East Coast, West Coast, up North, Midwest, Dirty South. No matter where you are in the world, I am thankful for each and every moment that you spend with me, each and every morning that you wake up the right way right here on Ms. J in the morning where we OD on positivity. That was Erica Badu, Bag Lady, letting you know to let all of that baggage go. Today's show, we're focusing on things that we are thankful for, making sure that you force yourself to focus on the blessings that you have in life, the great things that are going on in your life, the positive things that are going on in life. Every day we do the Ms. J Challenge, and it's simply a quote that says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So let's take a moment right now. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. I want you to stop and focus on these words. I want you to repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's just that simple. It's the Ms. J Challenge, and believe me, it is a challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, 21 consecutive days, meaning no breaks, not during the week, and then you're off on the weekends, not doing it for 6 days, off for three, do it for 5 days, 21 consecutive days to create a new habit. And the Ms. J Challenge, you have to do it more than once a day. You start your day off the right way right here with Ms. J in the morning as the Ms. J Challenge. But there will be times you need to repeat it over and over and over again. I have to keep it on my desk. I actually have it in my car. When people are cutting you off in the car, getting over, not using the blinker, slamming on their brakes when they ride in front of you, you get frustrated, you're trying to get to work safely, you're trying to get the kids to school, you're trying to pick the kids up, trying to get to the grocery store, and people just act a plum fool. You can't control their actions, but you can control your reactions. I'll say that again, you can't control someone else's actions. But you can, and you must control your reactions to every situation. There will be plenty of times that you might fail. There'll be plenty of times that you might forget to OD on positivity. You might slip up and do some things that, you know, are opposite of what your true character is. But you still have the opportunity to shake it off, get back on the horse, dust yourself off, and try one more time. I have to do it all the time. People will try you. You will be tested on everything that you speak. You will be tested on everything that you speak. The Ms. J Challenge is not exempt. So you are going to repeat every day, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I'm going to make a choice today to be positive in every way. Living a positive life, having positive thoughts, living a great life is a choice. No one in life owes you anything. No one in life owes you anything. I work with a lot of people in the community, and one thing that always puzzles me, it baffles me, it irritates me, is people that have a sense of entitlement. They think because they're here on earth or because they're coming to you requesting certain services, requesting certain items, requesting certain merchandise, whatever it is, that you were entitled to honor that. You are entitled. The only thing that you are entitled to is making sure that you focus on being great, making sure you focus on being successful. Make sure you treat people right. Make sure you respect people. But no one owes you anything. So be thankful for everything. It's really difficult for us, especially in modern society. Everything that, you know, the older generations call us the microwave generation. Everything is quick. Everything is give it to me now and give it to me the way that I want it. Thanks a lot, Burger King. Getting it right away, the way you want it. It's just a joke, you guys. I'm not downing Burger King in any type of way. Please don't tweet me or message me and say Ms. J is hating on Burger King. But I'm using their slogan, get what you want the right way, right away at Burger King, using their slogan to prove a point. that there are some things that takes time. There are some things that you might get right away, but not the way that you want it. So be thankful for everything that you have. When you wake up in the morning, be thankful for another day. Don't do the first thing most of us do is grunt. We grunt, we groan, we moan because it's too early, or we don't want to get out of bed, or we don't want to go to work, or the kids woke us up and we wanted some extra time. Be thankful that you were blessed with another day. Another day. To prove yourself right, to prove your enemies wrong, to shut your haters up, to show them that I'm still here, I'm still going to go, I'm still going to do what I was created to do, I'm still going to be who I was created to be. All the successes that I'm going to achieve are still there for me to grab. I am not giving up. I'm going to move forward. I am blessed. I have everything that I need. You're going to shake off all of the old thoughts, all of the old habits. Everything that you thought about yesterday is gone. Today is another day, another opportunity to do it the right way. Listening to Miss J in the morning, I'm so thankful for you today. I really am. Today I'm getting into it. No holds bar. I'm letting you know that you've got to. There's other generations. There are people around you that are waiting for you to be successful so they can be released. They're watching you. Your children are watching you. Your schoolmates are watching you. Your coworkers are watching you. Your neighbor is watching you. People in the grocery store is watching you. Don't take for granted your life. You are special. You are worth it. You are worthy of the successes that you desire. But they're not going to come for free. You're going to have to invest in yourself. You're going to have to believe in yourself. You're going to have to work and go after them no matter what the challenges are. You can do it. You just got to make sure that you get to it. So we're going to get you bouncing real quick. We're going to shake it all off when we come back. We'll talk a little bit more about how we're going to get to where we deserve to be. Here's Taylor Swift. We're going to shake it off. Let's dance.
Mm-hmm.
Take it over.
Mobs, and you know I'm rocking with Miss J in the morning, and it's oh so priceless.
Miss J, and this is Miss J in the morning. That's Tisha Campbell Martin. Tisha Campbell Martin is most popular for her run. I mean, that show ran for years at number one. The hit show Martin from way back in the 90s, she played Gina on the show Martin. Tisha Campbell Martin has now released her latest single, Steel Here, S-T-E-E-L, Here. I encourage you guys to go on YouTube and look it up. Check out the video. Let me know what you think about her single. Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of the challenges that you face, regardless of even the things that you consider failures, You're still here. Right before that, we played Miss Taylor Swift, Shake It All Off. In honor of today's show, focusing on the things that we are thankful for, making sure we OD on positivity, making sure that we create a new habit of being positive, controlling our reactions to every action that happens in our life. Right here on Ms. J in the Morning, I am live worldwide Monday through Friday right here on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you tune in every weekday, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss a live recording, don't worry. The show is always archived. All you have to do is log on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJInTheMorning. That's M-I-Z-J in the morning. You can also Google me. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram. However you get in contact with me, make sure you do it. Each show is archived and able to be downloaded as an MP3. What an awesome gift is that? You can repeat your favorite shows. Put in your MP3 player, your computer, your laptop, your tablet. Share it on social media with anyone you think needs to hear the show. And I believe everyone needs to wake up and start their day off the right way, ODing on positivity, right here with Ms. J in the Morning, making you stay focused on the greatness that is happening in your life. We have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up. Those of you who are calling in on your cell phones, thank you so much. I see you. I'm writing down the area codes as soon as you call in. So make sure you text your friends and your family, anyone you can. Tell them the Ms. J area code check-in is coming up. Let's rep our city. All you have to do is dial area code 646-716-8230. Again, 646-716-8230. 8230. Long distance charges do apply. Make sure you call in for the Ms. J area code check-in. Today we are focused on the things that make us thankful, the things that we are grateful for. No matter how small it is, no matter how major or intricate it may be thankful for that. Some of us are frustrated on our jobs, but be thankful that you do have income. You may be struggling a little bit. You may not be able to make ends meet and you need some help from friends and family, but those of you who have known me for some years and been following me for some years, you know I'm pretty open. I always say my life is an open book to help release those that are trapped in theirs and help them heal. And so I don't mind sharing the stories and the things that I've been through in order to help somebody else understand that they can and will get through their challenges. I've experienced homelessness. I've experienced being evicted, kicked out of my home, losing all of my possessions. That was the most devastating moment of my life. It was the most hurtful. I felt like I couldn't get back from it. I lost everything, including my dog, my pet. I lost everything. I lost the relationship that I was in. I was literally down to nothing and had to have someone buy me a toothbrush and underwear because all I had was literally the clothes on my back. And you know what? I'm still here. I grew from that. I learned from that. It actually taught me major life lessons. The things that we have, the materials we have, is not what's keeping us going, and it's not what life is about. It's about the people that we are around. It's about the mark that we leave in life. It's about the impact that we have on those that are around us. If it wasn't for the great relationships that I had around me at that time, I would not be able to stand today. If it was not for the gifts and the talents that I had on the inside, tapping in and focusing on the ways that I can get up and get out and still be successful, I will not be here today. Years ago when I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, I started a radio station called Firestarters Kingdom Radio. There was four hosts running shows every week, 7 days a week. We were very, very successful, had listeners all across the world doing some great things, interviewing Grammy Award winners, Stellar Award winners, interviewing some very prominent people in the government and in the community. And then I had to move, and I had to make a decision to let the show go and let someone else run it or try to keep it going by myself, and I couldn't do it, and I felt devastated. I felt like I let everyone else down. I felt like I was leaving something behind that had lifted me up so high that I was going to crash if I didn't hold on to it. And when I moved back to California, it took a while to start Ms. J in the Morning. And when I did start Ms. J in the Morning, the same people that supported me and my other radio show supports me even to this day. And I'm so thankful for you all. I'm so grateful for that opportunity. No matter what challenges come in life, no matter what choices, no matter the turns, the U-turns, the detours you might have to make along your journey in life, you have to remain focused on your possibilities. You have to remain focused on your abilities. Remain focused on the innate gifts and talents and wisdom and knowledge that you do have in order to get you to that next moment. It really doesn't matter how young you are. There may be someone that's in middle school and high school, even elementary school, listening to the archive right now, or you're up listening to Miss J in the morning with your parents on your way to school. Don't get focused on the whispers that are around you, the people that are telling you you can't, the people that are telling you you shouldn't, the people that are telling you there's no way you're going to get it because of your situation. If it's something that you truly believe, something that's positive that's going to help you get to the next level in life, if that's something that's going to keep you going, you keep it in your heart and you remain focused on the truth that you deserve the success. You deserve greatness in your life. Same thing for adults. It doesn't matter how old you are. My mom is a wonderful woman, shares her story, went back to school in her late 40s, and now in her 50s is getting her master's, still going. It didn't matter that she dropped out of high school at age 16. It didn't matter that she didn't get her high school diploma and only got a GED. It didn't matter that even though she had me and all the challenges that came along with that as a 19-year-old with a new baby, she still ran after her successes, now running a very successful national nonprofit organization. Want to give my mom a shout-out. Shout out to my mom. She has her annual charity event this Sunday, November 8th. The Dome of Hope Organization Incorporated is doing their annual charity gala, Transforming Communities. That's my mom's pride and joy. Ms. J, yes, myself, I will be the host this year. So excited. The first year that I'll be hosting, even though she's my mom, I don't get any, you know, insight to doing things, I still had to work for it. And it's okay. That's how things go in life. Before we went to the music break, I expressed the truth that there's nothing owed to you. You have to work sometimes for everything. Anything that you are given is a gift. So we want to be thankful. We want to be grateful for what we have. There are a lot of people that send me private messages on social media. There was just someone that sent me a message on yesterday, and she was feeling really down about the challenges that she had in life. She was feeling uneasy about the things that she had to face, the things that she had to endure, and she felt as if she was alone and needed somebody to talk to and need somebody to vent to. There will be times in your life that you may not have anyone but yourself, and if you don't invest in yourself, if you don't deposit things into yourself that are positive, that are going to keep you going, how are you going to get a return? How are you going to make it? And luckily, this young lady made sure that she invested in herself, made sure that she built relationships that were positive with people who were wise enough to guide her in the right direction. When you're going through challenges, when you're going through hurt, when you're going through pain, make sure that if there are people around you, that you go to the ones that have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the heart to lead you in the right way. You don't want people to get down with you. You don't want people to gossip along with you. You don't want people to fuel your anger. You don't want people to fuel your sadness. You don't want people to fuel your depression and say, see, I told you you shouldn't have did that. See, I told you he wasn't right. See, I told you she wasn't right. You don't need those type of people around you. You need people that have the wisdom to say, you know what, despite this challenge, I still believe in you. Despite this challenge, I know you're going to make it. Despite this challenge, despite how you feel, despite how much it hurts, I'm going to be here for you. Not to tell you anything, but just be here to give you a shoulder to cry on, a shoulder to lean on, to give you a hug when you need it. I'm here for you. And I promise you, if you follow those simple steps and work 21 days consecutively for the rest of the year developing this habit in your life, you'll definitely be able to make it. I want to dedicate the next song to all of you out there who may be struggling, who may be going through some things. You're going to make it. Be thankful for the little things that you have. If you only have an apartment, be thankful for that. If you don't even have your own place and you're living with someone else, be thankful for that. Like I said before, I've experienced homelessness. I've actually slept in a car. If that's all you have, be thankful that you have protection. If you're living in a shelter, be thankful that you are moving forward and getting out of your situation. Be thankful for every single thing that you have. There's nothing owed to you. Today is a gift. So make sure that you honor it and honor yourself. I'm Miss J. This is Miss J in the morning. We're going to get back to the music. We got the Miss J area code check-in coming up, but I want to dedicate this song to all of you. I see a window over your head. Here's Canton Jones on Miss J in the morning.
Yeah. There's something over your head. Hey. There's something on the top of your head. Yeah.
Georgia, and whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I didn't need it, now I'm free.
You make me
here on Miss J in the Morning, none other than Tank Stronger. No matter what you're going through, no matter where you've been, no matter who hurt you, no matter who left, no matter what disappointments you had, no matter what failures you think you experienced, you came back stronger. Each day you get up, you're stronger than you were before. The scars that you host on your body, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, are proof that you are stronger than what you thought when you were experiencing the hurt. Right before that, we played Canton Jones' Window, dedicated to all of you, from Mitch J. I see a window over your head, and it's pouring out blessings. Sometimes the best perspective comes from the people that's outside looking in. You may be feeling hurt on the inside. You may be feeling that you're not doing enough. And there's someone that comes up to you and say, wow, you're amazing. Wow, you're excellent. You're like, really? Okay, I really got to get it together. And it's a natural reaction. A lot of times somebody gives us a compliment about a shirt, a compliment about a dress, and we say, oh, this whole thing? But it's the perspective. It's what they see on the outside looking in. Sometimes we're so deep into our own situations, we're so deep into our own thoughts, that we don't take the time to look ourselves in the mirror and see how we really look. You're beautiful. No matter if you have to go to work with the same clothes on because you can't afford a new wardrobe right now, you're clean, you're crisp, you're representing yourself the right way. And when people see you, they see greatness. They don't know all the ins and outs. They don't know how hard it was for you to get up this morning. They don't know the challenges you faced on your way to work, on your way to school. But you are blessed. You are successful. You are grateful. And I'm thankful for each and every one of you that is tuned in right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We are live worldwide, and it is now the end of the show. But before I go, I got to keep my word and make sure I get in the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who have called in on your phone, I'm going to give a shout-out to no matter where you are. So here we go, here we go, here we go. Yo, it's the Ms. J area code check-in, 818-323-212-916-917-404-434-248-731-678-757-702-313-770-703-773-830-1238. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. I am so thankful for you. Today's show is dedicated to being thankful for what you do have. Thankful for where you are. Thankful for where you're going, even thankful for where you've been. If it wasn't for the experience that you had, you will not be who you are today. Be thankful for the life that you have. Be thankful for this day that you were blessed to see, another opportunity to prove yourself right, another opportunity to prove your naysayers, your haters, your enemies wrong. We are doing it today, and I want you to celebrate yourself. Celebrate your life, no matter what it looks like. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. Celebrate the fact that you have it. Have a private party. I'm going to leave you today. I'll be right back here on blogtalkradio.com/MizJInTheMorning. That's M-I-Z-J in the morning on Monday. We're only Monday through Friday. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. I look forward to being back with you on Monday. We're going to celebrate together. I'm celebrating my life and celebrating yours. So let's have a private party on our way out. Here's India Irie, private party. I love you all. It's Ms. J. Talk to you on Monday.
I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come, yeah. I'm having a private party. Learning how to love me. Celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. I tried to call my mother, but she didn't get where I was going. I called my boyfriend and he said, call me back a little late, baby. I hung up the phone, I felt so low. Started to feel a little pity. That's when I realized I gotta find the joy inside of me. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me and my angels and my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come, yeah. I'm having a private party. Learning how to love me. Celebrating the woman I've become. I'm gonna take off all my clothes, look at myself in the mirror. We're gonna have a conversation, we're gonna heal the disconnection. I don't remember when it started, but this is where it's gonna end. My body is beautiful and sacred, and I'm gonna celebrate it. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar. look how far we've come here. We're having a private party, learning how to love me, celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. All my life, I've been looking for somebody else to make me whole. But I had to learn the hard way, true love begins with me. This is not ego or vanity, I'm just celebrating me. Nobody here but me, my angel, my guitar singing. I'm alone but never lonely, that's what I've come to realize. I've learned to love the quiet moments, the Sunday mornings of life, where I can reach deep down inside or out into the universe. I can laugh until I cry, or I can cry away the hurt. I'm having a private party, ain't nobody here but me, my angels, my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come.
Look how far we've come,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a private party.
Love me,
celebrating.